Coming over it.
Fox's Casey Stegall. The Mississippi is predicted to rise to about 17 feet, not as much as first expected. Mandatory evacuation orders remain for some coastal areas, and all flights for New Orleans and Baton Rouge are canceled. This is a Fox News Alert.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama law enforcement agencies, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our weather will continue to be very much influenced by the track of Barry out to the west of us through tomorrow at least and into Monday as well, with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms around at times. They will be particularly heavy during the afternoon and evening hours both days, with locally heavy downpours around and highs in the mid to upper 80s over the weekend. A little warmer, back up to about 92 by the time Monday rolls around, lows at night in the mid-70s. Hey, you can stay on top of all the action with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Plus, you'll have radar, future radar, access to all my blog updates and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Dallasy, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Clearing the Air on News Talk 93.1, and we have Frank still on the line. Hey, Frank.
Hey. And if I could, let me continue what Postman was talking about and with animal birds. And this is what's really interesting about what he found here. It says, 10:30, encountering more rolling hills right now. The external temperature indicator reached 74 degrees Fahrenheit, okay? Continuing over our heading right now. Yeah, 74 degrees, perfect weather, okay? Now, if you put a comma there and you go to the Garden of Eden, with perfect weather all the time, mist, no rain. I just see that as food for thought, okay?
Yes.
11:30, countryside below is more level and normal, okay? Ahead, we spot what seems to be a city. This is impossible. Aircraft seems light and oddly buoyant. Our controls refuse to respond. My God, he says. Off our port and starboard wings are a strange type of aircraft. They are closing rapidly alongside. They are dish-shaped and have a radiant quality to them. They're close enough now to see the markings on them. And some type of swastika. This is fantastic. But what are they? What has happened? Okay? I tug at the controls again. They will not respond. 11:35, a radio crackers and a voice comes through in English, perfect English, with perhaps a slight Nordic or a German accent. The message is, welcome, Admiral, to our domain. We shall land you in exactly 7 minutes. Relax. You are in good hands. Okay? Imagine that.
Wow,
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it actually is, and you see that's proof enough right there in his account of what I've been talking about. You know, since I've been on the program about those vessels that are in Antarctica and that are traversing our skies. I mean, every single day that are coming in on the dark side of the planet every single night, and. And when I get set up, I'm working on an apparatus that I should be able to see them, you know, from the ground, and I'm in a place, you know, where it'll be dark enough, you know, away from the city lights, you know, that I might be able to see them. And when I get this set up, I'm gonna, you know, invite some people up there so they can witness this, you know, alongside of me, because I know they exist. I've seen them with my own eyes. And that, I say again, no one can take away from me. Nobody.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I mean, you just, there's too much out there like this. And if the more you dig, like say in the Book of Enoch and in the Bible and just all these little tidbits that come together, there is so much out there we have not been taught. Okay. And if anybody seems to even suggest it or talk about it, they're going to be, you know, told they're crazy because there's no proof of it. Well, yes, there is. There's a whole bunch of proof. There is proof.
That
there's proof, a ton of proof.
That proof been around a long time.
And, yeah.
And Antarctica is, you remember reading in the Book of Enoch, I don't forget what verse is on, or Ian, or whatever. It was Michael talking to, to Enoch.
Enoch, yeah.
Yeah, and he was talking about the foundation for the throne of God.
Yeah.
It's in Antarctica. When he comes to live here on the planet, that's where his throne going to be.
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to be in the midst of the seven mountains.
Yep, exactly.
And
okay.
his throne will be in the middle on the actual the fourth one, in the middle.
That's why I contend it could very, very likely, if not is, the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
Okay, the original Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
You know?
Could very well be.
But man. Anyway, if you don't mind, Jason, I'm going to send you this link that I talked about earlier about the pre-Adamite, and that'll give you more information than you can digest in a week, I guarantee you.
Oh, absolutely. Please do. I welcome any information like that, because I love to learn, and I love for my mind to be stimulated with new information. It's very, very intriguing. I've actually, a friend of mine, I guess on the 4th of July, loaned me his book, Barron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey. And I'm anxious to read that and get back to you on what that might entail.
I've never heard of that. That sounds
very interesting. It's pretty interesting. I've read it.
You have?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Does it correlate with those type of things too? Because I believe that more and more, you know, stuff's going to be popping up in history and in these days, talking about this underground.
Yeah. But what's interesting, Frank, is it's the type of species that's there. I mean, I can rattle off about four or five of them right now that's down there, and go into detail about the reason why they don't live on the surface anymore is because they had a genetic mutations in their blood, and for one is Tay-Sachs and Down syndrome. That was native to a race called the T-Rose, and there was a Mongoloid race also that lives down there now, and they were they had a genetic mutation in their blood also, and every Mongoloid baby that was born on the planet doesn't live long, you know, because of that. Because that gene came from them, and these species are in the in the inner earth right now.
Yeah,
it really is. So anyway, guys, once again, Jason, terrific job, man. I appreciate it, and appreciate you guys keeping the show going.
Absolutely, thank you, man.
I know Terry's listening, and it's just, you know, he's worked so hard to keep this thing and build this up. It's just, man, it's good to see it going still.
Absolutely, man. Thank you, Frank. I really appreciate you calling in and shedding some light on some of this stuff. All right.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks. I love that Frank, man. He's so full of information. It just blows my mind every time.
Yeah, he is. He's a wealth of knowledge. You know, if you do your research, man, I swear it'll just come out. It'll roll out, you know, just like a, you know, just fluently.
Yeah.
With relative ease.
Yeah, if I could ever get that memory thing down, man, when I grow up, I want to be like Frank.
Right.
All right, well, it looks like we're going to hit another break, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. You know we're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River, and if you hadn't ever been here, y'all were easy to get to. Right off I-65, you take that North Boulevard exit, then you take that first exit, it's Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. That'll circle you right around to the river, and we're down here cooking up fresh seafood, renting out pontoon boats, having a good time, and pretty soon we'll be opening up that RV resort. That's right. If you got plans to come down here and stay on the river for a few weeks or a few months, whatever, come join us. Get by here and let us know you want to be interested, and we'll get you on a list and get you an update about what's going on. Now let's talk about good times on Sunday afternoon, because one of our Oyster Bar favorites for a long time, John Nemeth, is back in town. That's right, the man with that golden voice that can sing all them beautiful high notes, the beautiful harmony with the band behind him. So, man, y'all check it out. If you had never seen John, you're in for a real treat with a killer band. Get down here soon. Come hungry. We're having a good time, and we're looking for you.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active Military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pond in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pond in Prattville.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. This is Jason. I'm here with the postman, and online we have Bo. Welcome to the show, Bo.
Thank you. Congratulations, my brother.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. I've been enjoying the show so far. Everything's been going well. Postman, how you doing, my brother?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about you, Bo?
Good, my friend. I hated to call. That's kind of how I was with Terry when there was a, you know, when you had the flow going and a roll going. I was like, okay, where am I going to get in? How am I going to fit in, you know? And that kind of delayed me calling before, you know, because if you get a flow going, you really don't want to break that up.
Yeah, you just got to jump in where you fit in, brother.
I guess so. Well, I got a few questions about this pre-Adamic thing. I guess Postman might be the one that can answer it, some of them, but is, to your knowledge, Postman, is there any denominations that would consider themselves a Christian or Judeo-Christian or whatever the label is you want to put on it, denominations preaching this and teaching this?
No, not that I know of. Not that I know.
What is your religious background, denominational wide? As far as I mean, you,
I was baptized African Methodist, but as with most churches today, they've they've been hijacked, been infiltrated, and
okay. The Methodist, is that version of Methodism or however they call that, is that the one that does the Apostles' Creed and accepts the Catholic as the mother church and all that, like the Baptist?
No, I don't think they are under the Catholic Church, but I guess the Methodists are very methodical. They do.
Well, now the Methodists do that. The ones that I'm familiar with do that Apostles' Creed,
yes.
And at the end of that creed, they do basically I'm just paraphrasing, swear allegiance to the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Well, this was.
Yeah. This, I think that's true.
This church is. The one I was baptized in was AME's Zion.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not familiar with the. Did you learn about the whole doctrine of the church? I mean, did you go into the depths of it?
No, I didn't. And you know, early in my development, all I did was just go to church, and that was it. You know, you need to get baptized at a certain age, and I mean, it's pretty much, you know, what it the name of the church was. It was a method that you went through and you followed, you know, and pretty much, you know, that's what I did until I learned better, until I just recently found out about maybe 10 years ago that all of them had been infiltrated and hijacked, and I can't see why people can't see that.
What is the source of the infiltration? I know it's the devil, but what I'm saying is, what do you think? It's scholastic theology that's taking it over, or what do you think?
It's coming from all different different avenues. I'm kind of glad you asked that, Bo, because if you look at it, it's in theology, their creeds, their methodology, and the dogma that they're actually teaching, and the government was put in there with this 501c3 thing that the church has to adhere to so they can be tax free, and that's why they're sold at right there. All the churches are bought and sold, you know, by the federal government,
with
that designation, and most of them today, they're actually under a certain sigil that they have to put in front of the church on their sign, and it's when I see them, I mean, I just shake my head, you know, because all of them are gone. Be honest with you, almost all of them are gone.
So if there were any religions, organized religions, religious systems in place right now, who would you most align your belief system with?
Just regular Judeo-Christian beliefs, and I wouldn't want to do it in a freestanding church building. It had to be done in a private setting, or like in a house or something like that, you know, because that's where you use your information at mostly, old churches, like there's one in Elmore County, I won't call the name of it, but they were a staple in the community. I rode by it a few weeks ago. I mean, the name has been changed, and there's an Archon sigil on the sign. I was overwhelmed.
In your research, or back when you was involved in the organized religion, did you look into the Godhead, and what did you discover? What is your personal belief in the Godhead? Do you believe that there's three versions of God, three gods, three entities, three separate entities, God in three persons like the Trinitarians believe? And if you had, you know, a limited amount of time to describe to us, the listening audience, your version of what you believe God is, could you do that?
What I believe that God is the essence, of the creation of the whole universe, and his energy reverberates, you know, throughout every star, every galaxy, the vacuum of space, and through every being that was under his creation umbrella.
That would make him omnipresent. I guess he's everywhere
right.
at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yes, I do believe that there is a definite creator, and he's all powerful, and he's been around forever and a day, and he has a son, and there is a his spirit is indwelling in the earth right now, and throughout the galaxy.
Okay. What about your belief in the speaking of tongues, the gift of tongues, and all that? What is your thoughts on that? Beliefs on that?
I've never been able to do that, and I've seen it done before, but I actually didn't. I believe it exists now. Yeah, you know, believe me, I believe it exists, but I have never been convinced that when I saw it done, I wasn't convinced that they were really speaking in tongues.
Yeah, I've gone both ways with that. I've seen it and felt it and known it to be real, and then most of the time, I don't feel it. It doesn't seem genuine. The devil can use all sorts of things against us, and I do believe that some people do it to make themselves feel more holy when they're really not. But personally, I haven't received the gift of speaking in tongues. I know it has its purpose. It did in the Bible, and I believe what was good for the Bible back then is good for now. But I don't totally understand it. But yeah, I'm game with that. I do believe the Holy Spirit works through people and speaking in tongues. But I believe that interpretation of the tongues should always follow to be genuine, you know, to know that it's genuine. Because what good would it be for a person to speak in tongues and nobody knows what the message from God was? You know, it's kind of pointless. Now, there's, I guess, in certain prayers, praying on your own, the Holy Spirit will pray for you in an angelic tongue, advocating on your behalf to God. You know, but that's in a private setting. That's not in the middle of a church just screaming out babble. You know, that's in a private setting. You know, that, and that needs no interpretation, because that's between you and your, the Holy Spirit, you and God. And you may not even know what you're praying about, but God does and the Holy Spirit does.
What about on the laying on of hands and in the name of the Lord and healing and all that stuff? Do y'all believe in that?
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. That is.
Well, the other thing I've mentioned is in the Word of God, which I believe the Bible is a book, a faith-based book. In other words, if you don't have faith to mix with the Word of God, you know, it's just words on paper. That's my belief. I believe God, the Lord, came here to establish, because you remember when he said, when I come back, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth?
Gotcha.
All right.
So what I'm saying is all this pre-Adamic and all this stuff, okay, what I want to do is I want to build my faith, like, in the Lord, you know what I'm saying, and in his Word.
Absolutely, yeah.
To the point of, I believe what God's Word says above all else. So, in other words, yeah, we've got Genesis and Revelation, and we've got other things that we can study, but ultimately, you know what I'm saying, is if we're going to be faith-based Christians, then our faith should come from the Word of God and be reinforced by the Word of God, and then, in other words, God inspired, God's Spirit in us, causing his Word to come alive in our lives and basically create, you know, new testimonies for us on a daily basis.
Right.
Where we see God in action in our lives through our faith. You know what I'm saying? Calling things into the existence, things that were not but as though they are.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's,
by faith.
There's stuff that should be taking place that is not. And this is the time that these things should be manifested in these days. So,
well, at some point, you know, I know y'all do a lot of, you're going to probably do a lot of videos and whatnot, but at some point, I would love for one of y'all or somebody to read Hebrews 11, the whole chapter, and broadcast that over the airways, because our faith in the times that we live in right now, that they need to be built up. The Bible says, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Mm-hmm. Well, my faith, I want to build my faith on Christ, on Jesus Christ. Because, you know, that's, you know, to me, that is the whole thing, you know, because he said, if we are an angel from heaven, and here comes the angel part, preach any other gospel than what has been preached, let them be accursed. So, I mean, we got to be careful when we tread into other territories where there's a possibility for other gospels to be preached, case in point, Mormons and whatnot. So, you know what I'm saying, our faith and the Holy Spirit is our filter, and it is our, you know, processor.
Right on, brother.
Yeah, I understand.
All right.
Well, we're about to hit a break. I sure do appreciate you giving us a call, and maybe you'd be interested in reading the Hebrews chapter 11. I think you got it in you. If not, I can see what we got on Charlton Heston's voice.
Yeah, I could do it whenever you want me to, brother.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll see you after the break.
All right.
Bye. The best things
in Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Which baseball team did you play for when you were growing up?
I played on the Adams Drugs team when I was your age. I always wanted to play for Adams because that's where Mom and Dad used to take me when they picked up our medicine. They've sponsored teams ever since I can remember.
I think I'd like to play on an Adams team too.
Okay, tell you what. I have a prescription to pick up. Why don't you go with me and we'll see which teams they're sponsoring.
Sounds great.
Looking for a pharmacy who supports the community? Adams Drugs has been a proud sponsor of youth baseball and softball teams for over 56 years. The players on those teams come in and bring us pictures with Adams Drugs on their uniforms, and we display them proudly. Visit any one of our 12 convenient locations and let us be your prescription headquarters. We offer prescription delivery, online ordering, automatic refill, and the best customer service you'll find. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summer's solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better, not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting BlueHaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Our weather will continue to be very much influenced by the track of Barry out to the west of us through tomorrow at least and into Monday as well, with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms around at times. They will be particularly heavy during the afternoon and evening hours both days, with locally heavy downpours around and highs in the mid to upper 80s over the weekend. A little warmer, back up to about 92 by the time Monday rolls around. Lows at night in the mid 70s. Hey, you can stay on top of all the action with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Plus, you'll have radar, future radar, access to all my blog updates and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
All right, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm Jason, and sitting with me tonight is the postman. Thank you, Bo, for the call. And I was going to speak on that a little bit. I am kind of torn. There's two ways. I'm really not into organized religion, but I do love my church, and I do believe there's a place for church. Although I do see church as like a nursery for new Christians. You know, you're going to get fed baby food. It's not going to be the in-depth that you might be searching. And a lot of people get lost in that because they go to church and they're being fed and they're getting anxious, you know, excited, and then it starts wearing off. They're not going any further. They're hitting a roadblock and they fall out of it.
Yeah, that's since they never grow.
Yeah, and so I'm a firm believer in small groups, and of course we've been talking about getting a study group together, and I'd like to do that sometime pretty soon, because you know, we're running out of time, and there's plenty of people out there that really don't know Christ. A lot of them are in church. You know, being a Christian, it isn't going to church. It's a personal relationship with our Creator through Christ. You know, our salvation through Christ. So yeah, I mean, I'm not into organized religion, but you know, a church is a great place to start. But don't stop there. Keep going. You know, learn. You know, God gave us the tools. He gave us the wisdom and the knowledge if we'll only use it.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, it would be something if it was a prerequisite for every human that incarnates here on this planet is to see what's behind the veil and then come back.
Yeah.
That should be a prerequisite.
Yeah, that would be nice. I can't wait to see what's coming. And, of course, I'm sure I'm going to be terrified. I know all the accounts of angels visiting, you know, they always say, fear not or don't be afraid. But, yeah, I'm sure we'll be seeing it soon enough. Speaking of the veil and that, going back to, you know, the inner earth and that type of thing, and all these other creatures that still roam the earth or that used to roam the earth. Take, for instance, like Bigfoot, you know, in the national parks. I kind of have this belief that there's, you know, portals or entrances to inner earth or other dimensions. And the reason why we're not finding these creatures, even though there's so many sightings, but, you know, not in the abundance where we can actually catch up to them and study them and get to know them, is maybe they are interdimensional and going back and forth in between dimensions. So we get a glimpse of it on occasion in certain areas where electromagnetic anomalies or something like that's going on. What do you think?
I mean, you can look at it, you know, two ways. Some of those creatures are from other other planets, other dimensions, but they get here and Earth accepts them. You know what I'm saying? And they yes. can procreate here. And they're just like us. They're travelers, you know, because the human race didn't originate here on Earth. A lot of people say, I can hear him now. He doesn't know what he's talking about on the radio.
Yeah,
the audience out there. No, the human race didn't originate here.
Yeah, I've called myself a few times listening to you saying, this dude don't know what he's talking about. but I don't stop there, man. I got to look it up and see what's going on. And there's some stuff that I haven't found any information on, but there's so much that I have that points right back to what you're saying. There's so much in historical documentations and accounts, historical accounts from all different types of religions and peoples all over the world that are corroborating exactly the things that you're saying, down to even the names of some of these beings and creatures and otherworldly, planets and all that kind of stuff. It's amazing. The stuff that's still out there that, and the stuff that we already have known about, but have just forgotten.
Yeah.
It's been like it's been purposely erased from our history. And, you know, going back to like the Vatican, you know, they took the Bible and they took it all apart and they put back what they wanted us to know. It was for so long, it was written in a language that the common person couldn't read or understand. And we had to rely on the church to tell us what it said.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had all the books. They still got all the books. I mean, you know, and you had the emergence of the Dead Sea Scrolls that shows that there's way more texts out there. Now, I can't take, you know, all of them for face value and believe everything that I say. And I got to rely on the Holy Spirit to guide me on that. But it looks like we got a caller. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Jason. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you. But
when you talk about multidimensional creatures, I always think back to when I used to read up on H.P. Lovecraft, the Cthulian mythos. You know, even those stories of fiction, there was amazing about the creatures, multidimensional creatures, that claimed that the humans had stole the earth from them.
Yes.
And that they wanted it back. And we were bred to feed them, and they had no use for us other than cattle, and just it's an amazing memory that I have.
White meat.
that's the truth. That's all I got, man. I just y'all are having a great show. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate all that. Right,
appreciate
it. Looking back in especially the old Native American history, you know, you got these hieroglyphs of like ant people, which goes back to the inner earth.
Right.
I've read accounts of the ant people.
Those were the mantids.
Yeah.
The mantids.
And from what I understand, these are the ones that basically rescued the Atlanteans from destruction when Atlanta fell. And they too were living in the inner earth, according to accounts that I've read. Of course, like I said, I have nothing to back this up with. But just reading historical accounts and some new stuff that has come to light is pretty interesting.
Yeah, and if you go, I studied so many texts. I mean, I wish I had cataloged them all the ones that I read, mm-hmm. and all the articles that I read. You know, on the human race, because it was fascinating. You know, in the beginning when I was trying to find out, you know, where the human race came from. And if you look at the angelic beings, I mean, they're humanoid. They look like human, but they're made out of different stuff than we are. We're made out of the basic makeup of what the actual power source they're made out of. You know, when you talk about light, we're actually made out of the carbon side of it. They're actually made out of the energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's...
And all of it's star material. All of it is.
Yeah.
All the components that are found in a star is an angel is composed of, and a human is composed of. No kid, it's the truth. And what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to morph from the carbon base to a more crystalline base, you know, in the future. But yet you're gonna keep your same form.
Okay.
Yeah.
The heavenly body.
Right. You'll keep the same form because Jesus kept his. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, he even had his scars on his hand, you know, where he was nailed to the cross at.
Yeah.
And none of that changes. You know what I'm saying? The only thing changes is your inner man and your DNA.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to hit another break, and we'll catch you on the other side.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. The program is available statewide on a first-come, first-served basis. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Call 1-877-497-8182 to speak to a program counselor, or visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more and apply. That's 1-877-497-8182 or hardesthitalabama.com. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
And welcome back to Clearing the Air. You're listening to Clearing the Air on News Talk 93.1 FM. The phone lines 272-9228. Welcome to the Waning Moments. I'm sitting here with the postman, and we were talking about all sorts of things. So, postman, where did we leave off?
Oh, we were talking about the actual species and you know how they got here and everything.
Yes. I remember I was talking about the ant people. There's so many others though. You got the Hopi Indians of course disappeared, and various others going back to what the folklore says their home planets.
Ascended.
So instead of being like picked up in a spaceship, they actually ascended.
You can call it. You could say they left or went back to their home world, or homeland, or they went in colonized another part of the galaxy, which is what this race is here now is about to do.
Yeah,
we're going to do the same thing.
Yeah,
the ones that are ready, we're going to do the same thing.
Yeah,
and. Circa 1550 to 1580 BC, the Mayans did the same thing.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yep. That's why they went. That's why they disappeared.
Yeah.
Because they ascended.
Well, all of them didn't go, did they?
No. All in a certain or a particular race, all of them, no, don't go. All the humans are not going to leave the planet. Most of them, tell you the truth, I kind of hate to say this on air, but a lot of us going to perish.
Yeah.
A lot of us will, and then some of us a small amount. What they want to do is what the angelics want to do is get the numbers up, and that's why we're probably going to be given the whole nine yards, in other words, to get our minds right, and to get us thinking the way you need to think, you know, so we can ascend.
Yes.
So we can get what we need to get because. Because there is a you ever hear tell of a coast to coast revival coming or earthly revival taking place?
Yeah, I've come across a couple things.
That's actually going to happen,
yeah.
And when it starts, it's going to start in the east and go to the west.
Wow.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. It's so interesting. It kind of reminds me this show I used to watch, the Stargate. SG-1 series.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they had what they call the ancients that ascended in the past, mm-hmm. and that we're supposed to ascend later on when once we reach that point. But it was really interesting that the ancients that had already ascended had a base in Antarctic, and it was underground, where they had a stargate. There's so many correlations to the show, to stuff that you talk about and stuff that I've been reading. It's interesting that all that stuff could, you know, be... It's like they're trying to tell us these things in fiction.
Yeah, they're actually using it, you know, for entertainment for us.
Yes.
And they're actually telling us, but most people don't pick up on it. They use it for entertainment, and that's it.
Yeah.
When I go to the movies, I go to dissect it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I go to the movies for. Yeah. I don't go that much, but when I go, I usually see indicators. Yeah. Most of it's cabal stuff that's in the movies.
Yeah.
And and
thanks to you, I'm seeing sigils everywhere. Don't know what they mean, but
and most of it's Masonic.
Yes.
Most of it is. And you know, it's just kind of crazy, you know, the way people do things these days, and the way they put information out there, you know, for us to actually see, and people just look right over it.
I know it's so much. They're telling a lot of the same stuff that we're talking about. It looks like we got another caller. And hello, caller, you're on the air.
Jason, listen, Stargate is the best science fiction series ever put on the air.
Brother, you ain't kidding.
Hey, listen, no, here it is, man. But Ascension, if you want to ascend, what they kept preaching over and over is you have to be able to forgive yourself, the hardest thing.
Yeah.
And that's it, brother. Listen, I've enjoyed your show. God bless y'all. Have a good night.
All right, thanks. We have another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Hello. Lost you. All right, well, if you have something to say, give us a call back. but, yeah, it's amazing. I'm watching all these different shows. I love sci-fi. I always have. And I don't know, maybe that's why I've gone into the deep end of things. Not quite as much as you have. But
the one that got me, the one that resonated with me the most was the sci-fi original series, The Expanse. That one did.
Oh, yeah.
That one's incredible. I mean, it's they've taken modern day international corporate conglomerate or intergalactic corporate conglomerates, and put them in outer space, put them in deep space.
Yeah,
they're actually mining mining asteroids, mining moons, and they're out in the asteroid belt, you know, working.
Yeah,
and they've gotten so advanced that a faction that was known as the Mars Colony Corporation, you know, they've gotten to be the big dog. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's their sigil?
Is MCRN?
I knew you would. I knew you would have the answer.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to try to throw you off, but you know,
yeah,
you had
the and one of the main vessels is the Doniger, and. You remember that dreadnought class vessel that they have with that with those four pattern rail guns on it?
Yeah,
I mean that is a serious starship.
Yeah, yeah, I've wanted rail guns ever since seeing them in action. So
yeah, I mean, can you imagine something firing a magnesium round that's big around as a car tire? And and it's firing it electrically at 3/4 the speed of light.
Yeah, and with that velocity going through something, just ripping
nothing.
Shit.
Shields doesn't mean anything with that.
Yeah.
Because it's going to penetrate them.
Wow.
It'll overwhelm the shields.
Yeah.
Yep. But, yeah, it's it's getting so now that people are just overwhelmed about certain movies and not looking at all the essences of it and looking at the message that's in it, you know,
because
there's a message in every one of them.
There certainly is. It's Man, I just love some Wi-Fi. I'm starting to get into the Doctor Who series. Of course, it's, you know, a lot of time travel and space travel like that, and it's pretty interesting. And I keep seeing just little tidbits here and there, stuff that you talk about and stuff that I've been reading, and it's just fascinating.
Right. I remember when they did that Wonder Woman series on here about, you know, who she was in every culture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's a time traveler, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess right. I didn't catch that part, but...
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Yeah, you ought to check into it, because that's exactly what she is, a time traveler.
Yeah. Yeah, I know she ages gracefully, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Looking good.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, it looks like we're getting close to the end here. And I want to thank everybody for listening in and all the contributors that called tonight. And when we're talking about these outer space beings, coming here wreaking havoc. This is biblical stuff. I mean, you're talking about angels and demons, you know, good and evil. You know, it's not just, you know, stuff we're making up here. There's a lot of stuff out there to back it up if you do your research. But it all goes back to good and evil, you know, the fight between our Creator and the fallen angel, the Lucifer,
yeah, and
Satan.
I can't remember the verse. I need to start remembering more Bible verses, and I'll be able to rattle that off, you know, like a mm-hmm. and so people can go to it right then.
Yeah.
But I think I read this verse on air one night, and it talked about our Creator. Our Creator has tens of thousands of starships. The Bible calls them chariots. It's the same thing.
Yeah, just like Elijah was taken up in a chariot of fire.
Tens of thousands. So he, you know, he actually owns the manufacturing plant wherever they build them at, somewhere. That one of his stations, Orion. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I read something that was in a text that said that's why they can build you any kind of vessel you want up there.
Yeah.
They have put any kind of drive on it that you want, and everything.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But all this stuff is real, folks. And what we got to do is accept it for what it is, because at some point in time, when they show up here, you will not be surprised. You will not be overwhelmed. All you baby say is, well, they're here. and that's the way it'll be. And yeah. Nothing we can do about it.
Oh, yeah. Coming up in a few months, there's been a call for people to go to Area 51 and storm it. I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to turn out. Maybe if they got the guys crossing the border to come up there with them, they'll be a little more successful, because they won't touch them.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see how that goes. But, yeah, there's going to be some disclosure coming. You know, the Vatican's been prepared for it, and they've been dropping hints every now and then. And we'll just have to see how it goes.
Yeah. And all I can say when it happens is, folks, I told you so.
Yeah, I told you so. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have all the answers, but I am certainly seeking them, and hope you guys are too. You know, don't take our words for it. Don't believe anything that you hear on the show. Go out and do your own research.